On the homeland, we had all these horrific incidents, including that 41-year-old man who drove a car with explosives into Michigan's largest synagogue. He was a naturalized U.S. citizen. Brothers were members of Hezbollah, who had recently been killed in Lebanon along with their children. We don't know yet if the attacker was involved with Hezbollah, but what do you understand about the threat picture at home?
Margaret, the diversity and volume of terrorist threats to this country has never been higher. We have a broad range of threat actors in play. Individuals inspired and directed by countries like Iran, by foreign terrorist organizations like Hezbollah and ISIS, and individuals motivated by domestic political grievances and racial animus and more. At the same time, the internet has been a force multiplier for terrorism. Mm-hmm. Individuals have such easy access to content online that can radicalize them, and importantly, such easy access to information on tactics, techniques, and targets, which means that they can plot their attacks more quickly and make their attacks more effective. What that really means is we need a whole new model for counterterrorism in this country that includes law enforcement, but also includes members of the public.